Listening task 1. Exam practice. Exercise 2.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
It's one of my favorite castles. When people come and stay with us, we always take them there. There's lots of interesting things for adults to see, and lots for kids to do too, as long as it's not raining. If you go at the weekend, it can be a bit pricey. The entrance fee isn't cheap. But on Mondays, there's no entrance fee at all, which is great, especially if you're a big group. There's a lovely cafe there too, or you can take your own picnic and have it in the grounds.
Speaker B.
While you're here, you should go to the town museum. To be honest, I personally haven't ever looked around, but everyone says it's really interesting. The town used to be really important in the clothing industry, so apparently there's lots of old factory equipment and examples of the clothes they made back then. I think you'd enjoy it. It's only about a 5-minute walk from here. In fact, if you go tomorrow, I'll come with you.
Speaker C.
It's a huge, world-famous museum. So there are lots of incredible and fascinating things to see. Some of them are thousands of years old. But to be honest, although there's a lot to see, there isn't that much to do. They don't seem to have included any interactive elements or things you can touch. So it's fine for older teenagers and adults who understand the importance of what they're seeing. But I think younger kids and toddlers will just be a bit overwhelmed and bored. Better to wait till they're a bit older before taking them, I'd say.
Speaker D. How can I describe it? Well, it's outside and inside at the same time. You see, they've built two enormous buildings, like greenhouses, out of plastic sheeting. And inside each building, there's a different climate and landscape. In the first one, it's tropical, so it's got things like banana trees and bamboo. In the other one, it's a Mediterranean climate, with things like olives and grapes. They carefully control the temperature to keep the climate right so the plants can grow. Even if it's snowing outside, you're warm and dry inside. Speaker E.
It's like the big wheel you get at a fun fair, but much, much bigger. You sit in a cabin with a few other people, and it slowly goes round. You can see the whole city from the top. It's great. It's really popular, though, and there's only about 20 cabins, so if you just turn up, you might have to wait hours to get on. The good thing is they have a website where you can choose a time, and that makes things much easier. You just get there on time and get straight on.
Speaker F.
As well as the main theatre, there's a visitor centre with a museum,
exhibition space, cafe and restaurant, bookshop and souvenir shop, lots of things. It's a really nice cultural centre. The most expensive tickets are for the evening shows, but they also put on cheaper shows in the afternoon for students. Go at lunchtime and you'll see hundreds of boys and girls in their uniforms from all round the area. I think they have a great time. It's educational and enjoyable at the same time.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker A.
It's one of my favourite castles. When people come and stay with us, we always take them there. There's lots of interesting things for adults to see, and lots for kids to do too, as long as it's not raining. If you go at the weekend, it can be a bit pricey. The entrance fee isn't cheap. But on Mondays, there's no entrance fee at all, which is great, especially if you're a big group. There's a lovely cafe there too, or you can take your own picnic and have it in the grounds.
Speaker B.
While you're here, you should go to the town museum. To be honest, I personally haven't ever looked around, but everyone says it's really interesting. The town used to be really important in the clothing industry, so apparently there's lots of old factory equipment and examples of the clothes they made back then. I think you'd enjoy it. It's only about a 5-minute walk from here. In fact, if you go tomorrow, I'll come with you.
Speaker C.
It's a huge, world-famous museum. So there are lots of incredible and fascinating things to see. Some of them are thousands of years old. But to be honest, although there's a lot to see, there isn't that much to do. They don't seem to have included any interactive elements or things you can touch. So it's fine for older teenagers and adults who understand the importance of what they're seeing. But I think younger kids and toddlers will just be a bit overwhelmed and bored. Better to wait till they're a bit older before taking them, I'd say.
Speaker D. How can I describe it? Well, it's outside and inside at the same time. You see, they've built two enormous buildings, like greenhouses, out of plastic sheeting. And inside each building, there's a different climate and landscape. In the first one, it's tropical, so it's got things like banana trees and bamboo. In the other one, it's a Mediterranean climate, with things like olives and grapes. They carefully control the temperature to keep the climate right so the plants can grow. Even if it's snowing outside, you're warm and dry inside. Speaker E.
It's like the big wheel you get at a fun fair, but much, much bigger. You sit in a cabin with a few other people, and it slowly goes round. You can see the whole city from the top. It's great. It's really popular, though, and there's only about 20 cabins, so if you just turn up, you might have to wait hours to get on. The good thing is they have a website where you can choose a time, and that makes things much easier. You just get there on time and get straight on.
Speaker F.
As well as the main theatre, there's a visitor centre with a museum, exhibition space, cafe and restaurant, bookshop and souvenir shop, lots of things. It's a really nice cultural centre. The most expensive tickets are for the evening shows, but they also put on cheaper shows in the afternoon for students. Go at lunchtime
and you'll see hundreds of boys and girls in their uniforms from all round the area. I think they have a great time. It's educational and enjoyable at the same time.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.